Episodic plots, I mean simplistic plots in which events and actions succeed each other without probability or necessity, are the worst kind. Bad poets produce such plots because of their ineptitude. But even good poets, who are under pressure of competing, destroy the coherence of the plot by extending it beyond its natural limits for the sake of the actors. Tragedy not only portrays complete action, it also presents events that arouse compassion and fear, which are produced when the events happen unexpectedly, but nevertheless appear to flow consistently from each other. They cause greater wonder if they seem to have happened by design, rather than if they come about aimlessly by chance. But even chance occurrences arouse wonder if they appear to have purpose, such as the statue of Mitias at Argos that fell on Mitias's murderer and killed him while he was admiring it. Such events do not seem to happen accidentally. Thus, plots of this kind are the best. Chapter 10. Plots may be either simple or complex, reflecting the nature of the actions they portray. A simple action is unified and preserves its continuity in the sense I discussed when defining tragedy. In this case, a change of fortune takes place without reversal or recognition. A complex action is one that does include reversal, recognition, or both reversal and recognition. But this should arise naturally from the structure of the plot, so that what has already happened makes the outcome either necessary or probable. There is a big difference between events that happen after other events and those that happen because of those events. Chapter 11. A reversal takes place when a change creates an opposite state of affairs according to what is probable or necessary. For example, in Oedipus the King, a messenger seeks to reassure Oedipus and relieve